Broadway.
Hey, is Eugene around?
This is him.
Hey, Eugene. Kyle over here at the Pick a Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
It's good. Good to hear. Just wanted to touch base with you here real quick. Follow up with you on an offer we mailed out to you a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based off a relationship you had over there with Ascentinium Capital back a couple years back now. Does that sound familiar?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, no worries there, but it looks like your business had some relationship with them, and based off that, we were able to get you a pre-approval with us for some equipment capital. So just want to touch base and see how business was going for you.
Actually, we don't need it right now.
Okay, no worries there. Is there a certain time where you do look to do stuff like that? Is that kind of hit and miss?
Yeah.
Hit and miss? Okay, how's business going over there? Staying pretty busy?
Yeah, we got some orders recently, so we've been busy.
Oh, okay, well, that's good to hear. So, like, how are your sales looking year over year?
In a year?
Yeah, like, how are your sales compared to last year? Are they looking about the same, or are you looking to beat it?
No, it's going
to
be, I'm predicting about, like, expecting 30% more.
Oh wow, that's a great growth. What are you doing different from last year?
We got more machines. Our capacity has been gone up. So, yeah.
Okay. So you got some more. What kind of machines are those that you brought on?
Printers and heat press machines.
Printers and heat press. Okay. Right on there. So do you have to bring on more guys to help you out with that, or that just kind of fell into your already personnel you had on board?
We have a helper, yeah. We have some agent. But thing is, like, whenever we need it, we just, we just shopping from there, so.
Okay, so do you have, like, a current bank you usually go through, or when you do stuff like that?
Yeah, but then we don't usually, yeah, we have our main, banker or something like that, but then sometimes I use him, sometimes I don't use him, so something like that. So.
Okay, no worries. What do you guys usually use him for when you do?
Equipment financing, like, leasing, sometimes leasing. Sometimes we sold machine to other body, so we also introduce them to, our, leasing company to them, and so they lease it.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool there. That kind of helps you out a little way around, then, it sounds like. So when is, you said you kind of just brought on those machines. Are you looking to bring on any more anytime soon?
Maybe 3 months later, yeah, because I have a deal is going on right now. So if it's done, we need to bring more.
Okay, what deal is that you're looking at or that you have going on right now?
Two machines and... they want two machines and want some big orders, so I might need like 3 machines total.
Oh, okay. And what kind of machines are those? Are there some more printers or heat presses?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Yeah, printers.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, so you guys kind of are looking to grow maybe here at the end of the year, then, it sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so, how'd you end up landing those other, those new contracts that you're bringing in? Is it just, you doing some marketing over there?
Yeah, actually, we blueprint these printers. So, this is our own printer. So, it was made for our, production use, but then our customers, they liked our printers as well, so we try to, sell our machines and our products as well at the same time. Yeah,
okay. That's awesome there. So when you do bring on those new machines, since you're going to be having more work, are you going to have to hire some new people?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. How many do you think?
10.
10 or so? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you are they usually at a pretty high salary, or is that kind of expense for you there?
No, it's like a labor, the papers in the heat press machine, that's it.
Okay, so your customer base then, is that kind of like a business to business, or is that business to consumer?
Business to business.
business to business. Okay. So when you usually, like, how do the payment terms usually work out for your customers?
COD.
COD. Okay. Well, that's, you can't complain too much there then, right?
Yeah.
So you don't really ever have to run into any cash flow problems.
Yeah, and the merchant is expensive. You know, I cannot give them enough time for it.
Oh, no, yeah, of course. So how long have you been in the industry over there?
Since 2005, but then we've been recently changed this field like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Nice. So you've been in business for quite a while, and you kind of do a little bit of marketing here and there. But how did you start growing when you actually first started your business?
When you first started, it was little, but then, I don't know, we keep marketing, and nobody knows at the time about the new technology, and then that's why we had a really hard time of about like a year or 2 years.
Okay.
After that, people knows what we are doing. Now we got orders, so we're selling machines, we're selling the clothing and everything. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's awesome there. You said you did a little bit of marketing there at first. What kind was that, like media, digital, print?
Yeah, it's like a digital print.
Okay, so, you know, well, that's good to hear. Sounds like you kind of came quite a way. And then over these last couple of years, you've been expanding quite a bit too, it sounds like, right? You said on track for about 30% higher this year?
Yeah,
that's, you know, can't complain too much there. And then even if you get those new machines next year, it sounds like you'll probably be on track to make a little bit more then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, do you usually evaluate the business and whatnot later on in the year, like around November, December, like you were mentioning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, you brought on those other machines earlier this year, you said?
Yeah, we bought it like January and May, and then we just got it like this August.
Okay, like how much are those things a piece usually?
20 to 30 grand.
Oh, 20 to 30 grand. So pretty big expense there when you have to get them all there, huh?
Yes.
So that's why you usually go through your banker for that equipment financing then?
Yeah, because okay. Whenever we buy it, we just like two or three at a time, so. Which comes out to like 50 or 60 grand at one time, so.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And what kind of a return on investment are you seeing, like, per machine, you think?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
You can, like the return on your investment, like per machine?
Yeah. You mean the cycle, right?
Yeah.
Term cycle. I'm thinking about like 2 years or, yeah, 2 years, 3 years.
Oh, okay. That's pretty quick there. So what bank did you say your current banking you were through? That banker you're going through?
Hami Bank.
Okay, Hami there. All right, yeah. And how long you been with them?
Since 2005, since I opened the business. Yeah.
Oh, so quite some time then. It sounds like.
Yeah.
And you having a pretty good experience with them then, since you're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah? So they're able to, like, handle all your needs and satisfy everything you need then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good
then,
to hear.
You know, since they are bank, like a regular bank, so it takes some time to when they process it. That's why sometimes I use different, you know, the leasing company for the finance. If they my customer want to, like, really fast, I have to go through, you know, fast channels.
Yeah, and then exactly, that's what we really specialize in over here. We get you your approval in like 24 hours, and actually get you funded in 48. So, you know, 2 days you should have all your money, which is a pretty quick turnaround. I know they take quite a while, some time over there. Yeah, and let me see here. Well, alrighty, what I could do for you, since... you know, it takes a little bit of time over there. I could shoot you over an email, and you could keep me on file here, and that way, when the time comes,
please. Yeah, my customer is waiting.
Okay, no worries. Well, is a good one. What's a good email for you there, Eugene?
Yeah, it's a Broadway Textile ISD at gmail.com.
Broadway Textile INC at gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, Eugene. Well, I'll be in touch here, and you reach out to me if anything pops out in the meantime.
Okay.
All right, you have a good rest of your day. Thanks for talking.
Okay.
Bye-bye.